Arnold with another front page story of our times. Excitement, drama, suspense. These are elements of our life today, and they are not confined to the pages of fiction. So sit back with me and listen to a tale of true adventure as we follow Jonathan West on another secret mission.
Secret Mission. I have her back as Jonathan West in The Stubborn Duck.
I don't think so, driver. I can always find a cab around the state building.
Yes, sir.
Here you are.
Thank you.
This elevator's going up, sir?
Oh. All right. Four. What's Czechoslovakia coming to when a janitor has to run the elevator in the state building?
It seems to satisfy my mechanical inclinations. Do I look familiar to you?
Forgive me, I didn't mean to stare, only... Well, you don't look like or talk like a janitor.
Well, it's not my regular profession. A vocation, let's say.
A very strange vocation for an obviously well-educated young man.
Actually, I work at many jobs in many places at the moment. Czechoslovakia, specifically your fair city of Bratislava, seems to have called me. Fourth floor.
Thank you.
Good luck on your interview, Mr. Olerick.
Thanks.
Wait, you know my name.
Oh, the devil.
Lulavet!
Morning, Gregor.
I've just finished dictating. Irena, see that we are not disturbed.
All right, Mr. Hubina.
Come into the office and we will talk.
Thank you.
Sit down, Lulavet. Sit down.
Thank you.
How about a drink?
Not for me, thanks. But I have something for you.
A bottle of cognac, Albert. Thank you, Lulavet. Thank you. You know best how to influence me. May I open it now?
Please do.
My favorite bread. I believe I shall sample it. You're sure you won't join me?
Oh, thank you, no.
Perhaps when I've told you the good news, you'll feel more like a drink, huh? Such a bouquet. Not to business. But first of all, some news about me. It will be in all the papers this afternoon. I have been elevated to the post of first assistant secretary to the head of the Communist Party in Bratislava.
Gregor, that's wonderful.
Yes, it is. It is almost 4 years since we came to this country.
Yes. Anniversary will be on February 27th.
And my work here has brought me to this. I'm quite pleased with myself with it.
As you should be. And I am pleased for you.
Then you will be even more pleased with what I have to tell you. You see, you are getting a promotion, too.
But how is that possible? I own my own construction company. I am the head of it. How can I be promoted?
I have watched you closely since I came to Bratislava, Ludwig. You have built your own organization from practically nothing to one of the biggest companies in Czechoslovakia. But now that you can grow no further... Such ability must be put to use elsewhere. Stop! We are putting you to work as a construction engineer for the state.
You honor me with this appointment, Gregor, but I'm afraid I must decline. I couldn't possibly leave my business.
State will take care of your business from now on, Mr. Ulrich, though I make myself clear. You're being dispossessed. From now on, you do as I tell you. You will take this job and do it without question. Stay away from your construction office. Your company has been taken over as of this morning. You will report on Monday to the Department of Public Works. Good day, Ludwig. The interview is concluded.
Interview wasn't much of a success, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Well, don't condemn yourself. There was nothing you could do about it. Taking over a successful business is an old trick in communism. They claim the success for themselves while they proceed to ruin the gains made under free enterprise.
Who are you?
My name is West.
You stopped the elevator between floors, Mr. West. I will thank you to start it again. I have many things to do.
In a moment, Mr. Ulrich.
That's another thing. You seem to know quite a lot for a janitor. Where did you learn my name? How did you know my business was taken from me? You know, if I were to report you, you'd be in quite a bit of trouble.
I live on trouble, Mr. Ulrich. And as for getting information, well, that's a specialty of mine.
That's very interesting, Mr.
West.
Mr. West, but... West, you're not Czechoslovakian.
No, I'm not.
Then who... Oh, no.
What's so funny?
I suppose the next thing you'll tell me is that you're Jonathan West.
As a matter of fact, I am.
The man who appears everywhere behind the Iron Curtain. You don't think I believe those fairy tales, do you?
You don't think it possible there is a Jonathan West?
Well, possible, I suppose. And if memory serves me, the legend says that he pops up mysteriously when escape enters the mind, when one is thinking of trying to flee to Western Europe. And then this latter-day Robin Hood shows up, and poof, we are whisked across the border.
But it's not always quite that simple, Mr. Ulrich. The first requirement is the will to be free. And after that,
Mr. West, or whoever you are, I don't wish to discuss this any further. Please, start the elevator.
What has so suddenly upset you, Mr. Ulrich? Have you suddenly remembered what communism has done to you? Or did you recall that your first thought after Gregor Hubina's interview was a thought of escape? Going down.
Mr. Ulrich, over here.
Good morning, Wendell.
Has Mr. Hubina arrived yet?
You didn't expect Uncle Gregor to be on time, did you?
You shouldn't talk like that.
I was told it would be safe to talk to you.
Who told you such a thing?
A man. A janitor in the state building. You know him, then?
Yes, I know him.
You believe he's the real Jonathan West?
You fool! Do you want to be overheard?
Who is interested in what we say? Two engineers admiring their bridge, taking shape across the Morava River? The Morava, the border between Czechoslovakia and Austria.
Are you married, Wendell?
No, I'm not.
I have a wife and three children.
I know.
Then if you think for one moment that...
I have been thinking. You do the same.
I think I will have another drink, Wendell.
Ludwig, this isn't going to help. I don't understand you. Overnight, it seems that your whole personality has changed.
No, Wendell, no. My personality hasn't changed. I just had it hidden. It was easy for me before to overlook what was going on. My people, my country, the suffering. Yes, Wendell, I even had a close friend in Gregor Hubina. One of our Russian friends.
There was nothing you could have done about it anyway.
That isn't the point. Even when they took away my business and gave me a new job, I rationalized. They give me a salary of 10,000 crowns a month, so I thought it still wasn't too bad. Not for Ludwig Ulrich and his family. To the devil with the rest of Czechoslovakia.
Ludwig, let me take you home.
Yes, Wendell, they promised us freedom. This is the freedom they promised us. Freedom!
Ludwig, look.
What?
At the piano. It's him, Jonathan West.
So? He's back?
Back? From where?
I've tried to find him. I called the state building. They said he was on leave.
Why did you want to see him?
I wanted to talk to him.
Why, Ludwig?
Let's go talk to him now.
No, stay here. Ludwig, I've been looking for him, too. Could we have been thinking of the same thing?
Wendell, when
I say this, I put my life in your hands. If I don't get out of Czechoslovakia, somehow I'll go mad.
Ludwig, we must talk.
Good evening, gentlemen.
May I join you?
Please do.
I understand you've been looking for me.
How did you know?
They said there had been inquiries at the state building.
I phoned my inquiry. I didn't give my name.
Neither did Wendell. Very wise. I'm sorry I was away, but I had some business to attend to at the time. What did you want?
Never mind. It's impossible. We could never do it.
No, it's not impossible. We can find a way. Only...
Only what?
Well, we have no access to railroads. No automobiles.
We could walk.
Not even that. The bridge, it will be out for months.
We could swim across.
Ludwig, it's February. There's ice at the riverbanks. We wouldn't last 5 minutes. Mm. And another thing. I hear that the woods and fields on the Austrian side are mined.
Well, many such rumors are planted, my friends. It helps to discourage those who would seek freedom. But for those who have the determination, the real will to be free, there are ways. Somewhere in your training, your experience, there must be something which will help you.
Construction engineer, how does that help?
Well, I recall that you once made application for some army surplus vehicles. I happened to spot a copy of it when I was sweeping in the supply bureau.
Oh, yes, when I had my construction company, I purchased 3 amphibious Duxtable trailers. I suppose they are still...
Perfect. Well, they can operate on land and water, can't they?
Yes. Yes. If we could get one of them in... No, it wouldn't work.
Why not?
How far do you suppose we'd get? You, me, my wife, and 3 children driving down the highway in a duck. We'd be stopped before we'd gone a mile.
What about Devin?
Where we live in Bratislava, not Devin.
He's right, Ludwig. Devin is near the river. It's on the road that leads to the bridge. You could send your wife and children there a day ahead of time. No one would notice. Many people go there for a holiday.
Yes. And we could pick them up there at night and drive to the river and right across.
Are you certain you can get the vehicle?
I don't know how I'll get one of those ducks for our use. But don't worry. I'll get it. Come in.
Carl. How are you?
Mr. Ollerick. Oh, it's good. Good to see you, sir.
You still work for the company.
Oh, it's not like it was when you were here. They kept me on as a watchman, but it isn't the same. Are you coming back to take over?
No. But I have a favor to ask.
Oh, anything that I can do, sir.
You remember the amphibious ducks I brought last year?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. We still have them. They're not in very good shape.
I'd like to borrow one of them.
I know. It's all ready for you.
Already?
Well, yes, sir, yes, sir. A man came by here with a permit from the party secretary's office.
What?
Yes, it was signed by Gregor Hubina himself. He said you were to have the use of the duck for a fishing trip. It's nice to know that you and Mr. Hubina are on good terms again. We'll go get the vehicle now, if you'd like.
Wait a moment. Who brought the permit?
Oh, some employee from the state building. I believe he, as he said, he was a janitor.
Hello, this is Wendell Klesenek in the engineer's office. Yes, I was wondering if I could possibly arrange to get 2 5-gallon cans of gasoline and... What? There is. But who... Oh, yes, Jonathan Westry. Yes, I forgot. He did say he'd stop by with a permit. Yes, I'll pick it up right away. Sorry to bother you. Thank you.
Ludwig, here I am, over here.
Oh. I'm sorry I'm late.
I know.
I've been very busy. Have a good time in Devon. Mm. I'll see you there tomorrow.
No, no, Ludwig. Junior isn't with me.
What?
I have only Stefan and Albino.
Oh.
They're on the bus. The school was having political education classes, and they wouldn't let Junior...
Oh, no.
You'll have to bring him with you.
No, but how will... All right. I'll bring him.
Good.
Hurry, you'll miss the bus. Remember, don't talk with anyone. And when you get to the lodge, keep your things packed.
But Ludwig...
Don't ask questions. I'll see you in Devon. life, but I couldn't help it.
Where in the world have you been?
Who is this?
Now, this is my eldest son, Ludwig Jr. Junior, this is Mr. Klestenek.
Hello.
Hello, young man. But, Ludwig, I thought he was going with your wife.
I'm hungry.
All right, Junior, sit down and we'll have dinner.
Oh, don't call me Junior. My name's Ludwig, just like you.
All right, all right. My wife left early this afternoon. They wouldn't let Junior out of his political classes. I've been working on the duck all afternoon.
Duck, Daddy?
It's ready to fall apart, but at least it's running.
Why weren't you at the office?
I told you, I've been working on the duck.
I want some duck.
Ludwig, I'm afraid we're in for trouble. Rubina was in today on an inspection. He asked for you. No one knew where you were.
Oh, no.
He said he wanted to see you as soon as you were found.
Daddy?
I can't do that, not now.
You must. If he starts the police looking for you, we're certain to be stopped and questioned. And we have no permits for travel.
All right. Here's the key to the duck. As soon as you've finished eating, go there with the boy and wait for me. I'll get away from Rubina as quickly as I can and meet you there.
You mean the garage?
I am not there by midnight. Drive with the boy to Devon. Pick up my wife and children and carry out our plan the same
way. Where are you going? I want some roast duck. What's wrong?
Nothing is wrong, my son. You stay with Wendell and he'll take care of you. I won't be gone long. No matter what I have to do, I'll be with you soon.
You built a nice fire, Ludwig. Warm fire. Lots of cognac. And Ludwig, how many bottles of cognac do you suppose you bought for me since we met?
I have no idea, Mr. Rubina.
You know what tomorrow is, Ludwig?
Huh? Yes, yes. Tomorrow is February 27th.
That's right. That's right. February 27th, 1948.
No, 1952.
No, it's not what I mean. February 27th, 1948. The day we took over your poor, troubled, corrupt government. And the day we brought peace and plenty to Czechoslovakia.
I remember quite clearly.
Let's drink to Czechoslovakia's liberation, will we? The fire is making me sleepy. Yeah. You're not pouring out drinks, Ludwig.
All right, Mr. Rubina. But then I really must go. It's 11 o'clock and I have a long walk ahead of me. And I must get up early in the morning. I'm going fishing.
You're not going any place until I tell you. There's a guard in front of my house. Nobody gets in or out until I say so.
Ludwig, you're not pouring.
Well, look, I've made some changes in my house.
You haven't said how you like them.
Mr. Rubina, my wife will be quite worried. She's at home alone with the children. I couldn't possibly drink another. Mr. Rubina? Gregor? If I hit him.
Isn't that a bit drastic, Mr. Ulrich?
Mr. West?
I don't usually climb through a window, but in this case, I'll make an exception.
It's cold out there.
How long were you out there?
Long enough to watch you and Gregor at play. I saw you pick up that poker. I thought it was time to interrupt.
You refused to let me leave.
A poker should be used for its intended purpose, to stir up a fire. You would have stirred up a hornet's nest. Besides, even if you had hit him with it, you could hardly make him less conscious than he is at the moment. I suggest you put it away.
But how can we get out of here? There's a guard in front of the house.
There was a guard in front of the house.
Mr. West, Wendell and my son are waiting for me on the other side of town. I have less than an hour. I told them if I weren't there by midnight...
You will be there. You'll just relieve Gregor of the keys to his automobile.
He's waking up.
I'm afraid we've lost him for the night. Now, if I can just...
But, Mr. West, when he finds his car missing in the morning...
It won't be missing. After I drop you off, I'll return it. I suspect that tomorrow morning, Gregor will wonder about a few things. But I think by then you'll be well on your way.
I'm worried about the duck. I had trouble getting it to run today.
Oh, Wendell knows motors pretty well, doesn't he?
I think so.
Well, then you'll have to trust to luck and his ingenuity.
Do you have your exact plans in mind?
Yes. As soon as we get to the garage, we'll start out. I'll pick up my wife and children in Devon as soon as we get there. Then we head straight for the Morava.
It's going to be awfully cold riding in an open car.
Oh, I hope that is our biggest problem tonight. I want to be across the river before dawn. With luck, we can make it all right.
Ah, there's Wendell and your son over by the garage. I'll leave you here.
I've hesitated to ask if you were coming with us, Mr. West.
I'm afraid you'll be crowded enough in the dark. Besides, well, there is work for me in another place. Mm. I'll be needed there very soon.
There were only some way I could thank you.
There is no need to thank me. The hardest part is up to you. You're not out yet.
Nothing to be done now, and please stop nagging. I'm having trouble enough to keep this thing going.
We should be near the river by now.
I hope so. With all the delays and stalling, it's almost dawn. I was hoping we could make it in the dark.
I'm cold. I want something to eat.
Catherine, can't you keep the children? Oh, not again. Wendell, lift the hood. I think it's the carburetor again.
I think something is clogging the gas line. Or else there's water in the gasoline. There. Now try it.
It won't take hold.
Lucy, there's a car coming.
No, there's a car coming. What do you expect to find on the highway? An airplane?
You seem to be having some trouble.
It is nothing. Just the carburetor.
That's a strange vehicle we'll be traveling in. You're going in the wrong direction.
How do you know where we're going?
I don't know, but there's nothing on this side of Devon until the Morava River. The bridge is closed, or didn't you know?
Of course I know. I mean, that is... No, I didn't.
So, planning a little trip to Austria, hmm?
Who are you? Any decent chap would be minding his own business.
Oh, is that so? Who are you to say what's decent and what isn't? This whole thing looks very suspicious to me. I hope you have a nice trip.
Wendell, stop him.
Hey, you! Come back here! Come back here!
I couldn't stop him. Look, Ludwig, I'll push the duck until we get rolling. Then let out the clutch and maybe it will start.
Maybe if you hadn't acted like you did, that man would have helped us.
Mrs. Olerich, there are some of our countrymen who have profited from the protection of our little Russian cousins. That one, no doubt, is a volunteer border watchman. And unless I'm badly mistaken, he's on the way to summon the police.
Ludwig, do you know what will happen if the motor should quit in the middle of the river?
Yes, I know.
What will happen?
Never mind, never mind.
You'd better tell her so she'll know what to expect. Perhaps she'll be able to hide with the children if anything does go wrong.
Catherine! If the motor should start while we're in the river, we'll drift toward the mouth where it empties into the Danube. We'll be carried by the current right back into their hands. If that should happen, you hide yourself and the children as well as you can. Wendell and I will try to throw them off.
Are you sure this thing will float?
We'll know in a minute. The river is right ahead. No, 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 don't stop. Go down off the road to the left.
Hold on. We're going right in.
Get the motor started.
Yes.
Mrs. Olerich.
Yeah.
Give me the snow shovel from in back.
Snow shovel?
Yes, yes, I'm going to paddle.
Oh. Here.
It's running. It started. Oh, please, God, keep it going for just a few yards.
Don't touch it on the face. They're shooting.
Get down, cover the children.
Get them.
Wendell, are you all right?
Yes.
But how can you see where you're going?
I'll try steering blind rather than risk a bullet in the back of my head. We'll be out of range soon. If the motor holds out... I think we're almost there. I'm not going to risk a look. Yes! Another 40 yards.
Perhaps Covina did us a favor after all.
A favor? Covina?
I mean when he ordered the deck of the bridge removed ahead of time. There's no way for them to come over after us. We'll be well on our way by the time that...
Oh, that's done it. The stuff is stuck again.
We're drifting. We're drifting back. We'll have to swim.
No, no, the children. It's too cold. Paddle with all your might. It's only a few yards more.
What are you doing?
I'm going to swim in front and try to pull the duck. Keep paddling.
Your brother and sister run up the bank. Hide until we come up there.
Help me.
Katerina, are you all right?
Oh, I'm soaking. I'm freezing.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going to get our luggage out of that thing.
Get up on the bank after the children.
Yes, yes, Richard. All I wanted to do was to get...
Give me your hand, Wendell. I'll help you up. Hurry.
Thanks, Ludwig. Well, there goes our duck.
They can have it. Then get out of here.
The worst is over, Ludwig. We've made it.
Yes.
Only there should be another with us.
We need not worry about Mr. West.
He may be worrying about us.
I doubt it. I think he knows.
Catherine! Is everything all right?
The children are cold, but the sun is coming.
Yes.
If we walk, we will be warm.
Ludwig! You walk ahead with the children.
Don't call me. Mama, did you hear? He called me Ludwig. Daddy called me Ludwig.
You have a very fine son, Ludwig. All three of your children, in fact, are true Czechs.
Yes. And someday, they'll return to their homeland, to a free Czechoslovakia.
This is Edward Arnold again. The story you have just heard is true. With the exception of Jonathan West, all characters are real. In 1952, Ludwig Ulrich, along with his wife, his two sons, his daughter, and his business assistant, crossed the Morava River from Czechoslovakia to the United States zone of Austria and freedom. Join us again next week on another secret mission when Jonathan West takes part in an escape from Romania.
Been listening to Secret Mission, starring Hi Eberbach as Jonathan West in The Stubborn Duck. Others in the cast were John Stevenson, Shep Mencken, Herb Vigran, Ann Morrison, Ken Christie, Byron Kane, and Richard Beals. Music was composed by John Hicks with musical direction by Michel Perrier. The Stubborn Duck was written for Secret Mission by L. Henry Covell, produced and directed by Robert M. Young. Ned LaFever speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.